It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh is a melting pot of diverse individuals and groups. The Mini Grants Initiative, 2014 Civic Inclusion and Engagement Fund, is working to support underrepresented groups in the city while championing civic engagement. Easy for me to say. Championing civic engagement. It's a joint effort of Vibrant Pittsburgh and the Urban Affairs Foundation of the Community Relations Council of the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh. And the winners are in. Joining us to discuss who this year's grant recipients are, Melanie Harrington, CEO of Vibrant Pittsburgh. Melanie, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Greg Roman, Director of the Community Relations Council of the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh. Greg Roman, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And Melanie, let's begin by having you describe the broad reach of these grants across communities within Pittsburgh.
So the idea behind this mini-grants initiative and this collaboration with the Jewish Federation is to reach across multicultural groups. So the mini-grant awardees are these collaborations that bring together diverse groups, from LGBTQ groups to people with disabilities to the African-American community, the refugee population that's resettling here in Pittsburgh, the Latino community, the Asian American community. It is truly a cross-section of different demographic groups and cultures, but also groups doing different kinds of things in the region, all trying to contribute and make our region better.
With the impact of the mini-grants initiative in our region, a lot of these include projects that have minimal budgets.
Yes. Yes. So it is really amazing what a small amount of money can do for some of the small organizations. We have found, we identified about a little more than 700 different what we call affinity groups, diverse community-based groups in the region. And we have them. You can search them on our website. And what we found is a lot of them are small, and they don't need a whole lot to do a lot of great things. So we thought with the some funds that we had available by virtue of the generous support of our employers that are members of our organization and foundations, that we could make more visible the efforts of these diverse groups and also bring scale to the mission of Vibrant Pittsburgh and the civic engagement goals of the Jewish Federation. By coming together, we could create scale and greater impact in our goal to grow the diversity of the region and the diversity of our region's workforce. So that was the reason behind the mini-grant program and then the power of just a small amount of money.
Greg Roman, how did your two very different organizations come together to support these different groups and under that umbrella, the underrepresented in Pittsburgh and to champion diversity?
Well, it really has to do a lot with history and shared values of Pittsburgh's Jewish community. The Federation has been around for about 101 years now since its inception in 1912. The reason why the Federation was created was to provide a place for Jewish immigrants coming from the pogroms after the episodes that took place in Russia and Eastern Europe in the late 1890s, and also to help absorb Holocaust survivors, the ability for us to become a more welcoming environment for the Jewish refugees who came from Europe to our area after the pogroms and also after the Holocaust. So we have not just a shared sense of responsibility for welcoming newcomers to Pittsburgh, but also our community's values appreciate the vital work that Vibrant Pittsburgh does for our region. At the Community Relations Council, we have two charges. One is to represent the Jewish community's interests, but the other is to look after underrepresented groups. So we saw an opportunity to use a fund which has been in existence since 1968, the Florence Reisenstein Urban Affairs Foundation, in partnership with many of the families in Pittsburgh and the Jewish community who are involved in Jewish causes but also have a community interest, and to take this important organization created 3 years ago to make Pittsburgh a more welcoming region and to make sure that we had a place at the table. The community catalyst that we've been able to offer in our partnership has really done great job for the Jewish community to be more re-engaged with Pittsburgh. And we want to ask the question in our community, what can we do for the city?
So let's talk about some of the winners here in 2014. Melanie, why don't you start us off? And this news has been released this week, but there are probably a lot of people listening who aren't aware of who the grant recipients are.
Well, we just released the news actually yesterday. And so the awardees also found out yesterday. And a number of the groups, and we'll just go through them, and Greg and I can talk and talk more about some and highlight some. But building on accessible welcome strategies for people with disabilities projects, the Canta Pittsburgh, a choral music and cultural awareness effort, and provide tools for families, also to raise awareness and foster integration into the community with Latino cultures and with Coro Latino Americano, fostering unity in Westmoreland County, a kind of initiative, a day of unity, a unity rally with a number of groups, including the YWCA and the Westmoreland Unity Coalition. Growing diversity farmers growing a diversity farmers market in transition initiative, and a project to expand the development of the city parks farmers market for diverse neighborhoods and diverse community groups, including the Latino Family Center and the Bhutanese Community Association of Pittsburgh and One Woman Farm and Just Harvest. It's a really interesting collaboration. And then we have some faith-based groups and who else am I missing?
Greg, did anybody you wanted to highlight? I'm going to make sure we don't run out of time, but
The
next 30 seconds or so, some groups you want
there
to highlight?
There will be the Union of African Communities that represents dozens of African community groups in Pittsburgh in partnership with the Christian Evangelic Economic Development Organization, and one that I'm particularly proud of, Dreams of Hope, the collaboration between the Father Orion Arts Center, Little House, Big Art, which creates a safe space for LGBT youth to be able to identify with some of their other neighbors. So,
what can the Mini Grants Initiative teach other cities? What is what your groups are doing here in Pittsburgh? What can a city like Cleveland or Cincinnati or even New York learn from what we're doing here?
I think one of the things that we have done well in Pittsburgh is we have been able to come together to solve some really difficult, challenging issues. It's how you transformed the economy of the region. This is a further example of the power of collaboration and sort of building on that history in Pittsburgh to bring together a coordinated effort among the diverse community groups here in the area. And through the unity and the coming together of these diverse community groups, we can do great things for our community.
And this may be one of the few areas in which this happens in this city.
Right. I mean, when you talk about the example of partnership between our two organizations, we don't want this to just start here. Our relationship with the grantees doesn't necessarily end at them receiving the funds. We will partner with them throughout the next year to ensure that they're able to build upon these projects, have capacity, and also be able to use this as an example, not just for the region, but for other cities.
Melanie Harrington, CEO of Vibrant Pittsburgh, Greg Roman, Director of the Community Relations Council of the Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh. Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And congratulations to all the grant recipients. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll hear about the Pittsburgh Symphony's plans for a tour of Iran. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.